Senator Langford, I'm going to bring up something that's playing out through the country right now, and it's making all the things you and Senator Coons have talked about more difficult, which is people who have posted about Charlie Kirk have jobs and are being fired because what they've posted online has been viewed by their personnel directors or leaders as inappropriate. At any governmental level or in the private sector, are you comfortable having someone fired for an utterance about Charlie Kirk's death?
Yeah, this is about protecting the individual businesses. And what people are seeing is in this cancel culture that still persists, that if you voice something that becomes a big pushback from the community, the employer will step up and say, hey, you're about to kill our business based on what you're saying online. Everyone has to understand what they say privately online can get connected to their business. We have a veterinarian clinic in Oklahoma City right now that one of the veterinarians posted something just absolutely horrific about. Now we're culling out the sick ones right after Charlie Kirk was murdered, that now there's been big pushback through that veterinary clinic because people are saying, okay, this is the person. Do I want to do business with that person if they have that belief? So this is part of the challenge that we have with social media and with employments. Employers are going to say, don't hurt our business based on the foolish things that you choose to say to be able to say online.